My name is Maximilian Nicolae, and I'm the acting director of the National Agency Against Trafficking in Persons in Romania. My task now is to try to talk to the people that had such an excellent evening and a good time yesterday night. But I think this is part of being a police officer. You have to ruin other people's fun. So I will do it this morning. I will try to get your attention to the topic of the conference. First of all, I would like to start by saying a few words about the agency I'm representing. Of course, the topic, as was mentioned by Ramin, is dealing with demand in a EU country of origin. So the National Agency Against Trafficking in Persons, it's a structure of the Ministry of Internal Affairs, but I can say we have our independence because we have a legal status and we run our own budget. So even that we belong to the Ministry of Internal Affairs, we have a sort of independence. We are the National Anti-Trafficking Coordinator in Romania, which means that we try to put together, try to make everybody work in a coordinated manner in order to find the best way to fight human trafficking. And also we are in charge to monitor the implementation of the policies by the national institutions. The main tool that we have in order to do this is the national strategy and the action plan. The strategy and the action plan, they are a common effort of government institution and of the civil society. And we are in charge of monitoring the implementation every 6 months and then come out with an yearly report. We also run a database, or we maintain a database with the victims of trafficking. This is an electronic system that allowed us to count the number of victims of trafficking. It's a system, electronic system, connected with some other institutions like border police or organized crime officer, prosecutor's office. This is a system that allows us to also to perform some studies and analyses based on the results. Being a national coordinator, we are not allowed to perform criminal investigations in relation to trafficking. This is the job of the national police and specialized prosecutor's office. At the same time, we do not provide direct assistance to the victims of trafficking. We refer them to the service providers, mainly NGOs. What we do directly is prevention, and I will show you later on how much we are involved in prevention activities and raising awareness campaigns. And also at the agency, we have a helpline where people can call in order to report a potential case of trafficking. Or some of them just want to know more about human trafficking. Or we receive a lot of calls on behalf of people that got a job offer abroad and they would like to know what to do before taking it and how to behave themselves. And I think this is a very important tool in our prevention mechanism, but also in our national identification and referral mechanism. So this is more or less the agency. We have a central structure in Bucharest and 15 regional centers. They have been established in the cities where we have the courts of appeal. In total, the manpower is like 95 staff. We have police officers, sociologists, social workers, and psychologists working for the agency. So it's a multidisciplinary team. Okay. Now, about reducing the demand, I choose this line from Skin Trade, an American movie. When the investigator asks the trafficker, "How can you sleep at night?" he replies, "Ask my clients. When they will stop buying, I will stop selling." I think I choose this as a motto because, in my opinion, it sends a very powerful message. Actually, it represents the core of trafficking in human being. As long as there will be a demand for something, a service or a product, there will be somebody willing to provide it. Having the buyer, it's more easy to offer him what he needs. For instance, I just want to show an example. Like, I have a broken pen. Would you like to buy it? Most probably no. But if you tell me, I would like to buy a broken pen, I don't know why, it's your problem. Okay, you can have this one, just give me the money. So this is how it works. If you have something to sell, there is no guarantee that you'll find somebody willing to buy. But as long as that somebody has a need and the money to pay for it, there will be always somebody willing to offer it. And this, it includes the illegal services or products. And this is the case of human trafficking. Not all the time, but most of the situations. THB is a crime that directly affects the person through the impact on the fundamental rights, but at the same time, and I think this is the part that it's most of the time hidden in the conscience of the people, it affects the society, which has to face the augmentation of corruption, criminality, and establishment of criminal mechanisms. So this is not something just between the trafficker, the victim, and the buyer. This is just the immediate results with horrible things happening to the victims. But the implications on medium and long terms also affect the whole society. Corruption that will be extended to all area of society, economical, political, social. Unethical competition on the market, cheaper products obtained by companies that employ slaves. Unemployment, because it's easier to employ somebody that you will pay with less money or you don't pay it or pay him at all. Insecurity on the street, and we have to mention it as well, money spent for anti-trafficking measures. Anti-trafficking costs a lot of money. So at the end of the day, ignoring a victim, or worse, employing her or him, or paying for the service provided by a victim will affect all of us. Even that, on a particular moment, we believe that this is not touching us. Or we use this excuse in order to calm down our conscience or to justify our lack of reaction. The importance of the demand within human trafficking phenomenon, as I already mentioned, the engine that moves the human trafficking machinery is the demand. But here I would like to stop for a while because this is a particular kind of demand. We cannot speak, and this subject was touched yesterday as well, we cannot speak about offer and demand within the human trafficking chain. This is not like in, I know, demand or an offer in car selling. I sell cars, you want to buy a car. Or even for drugs, in drugs trafficking. Somebody is selling drugs, somebody else wants to buy drugs. Here, we have one part which is selling the workforce and the other part which wants to buy slaves. So we are not talking about the same kind of merchandise. That's why this cannot be regulated to the usual mechanism for demand and offer. Once again, it's a big difference between what people offer and what the employer and the clients wants to buy. Workforce versus slavery. And I think this is something that should be paid more attention in the future, because we have to really identify what we have to deal with. The discussion about demand, reducing the demand within human trafficking is rather new in comparison with other aspects. And I have learned yesterday a lot of new things, a lot of new approaches, a lot of different perspectives that I didn't have before. And I have something to think about when I will go back home. So I think the idea for conferences and seminars like this is to get new ideas and to think, not to, how say, to try to present good results and good willing. In agencies like the one that I'm representing, and for sure in the agencies that you are working for, one of the most important part is to think. And I remember what my first boss told me when I firstly joined a specialized crime prevention structure. She told me, it was a woman, she told me, you don't have to think for today, you have to think for tomorrow. So, said, our job is to help all the other to really understand, to better understand the criminal phenomenon and to provide a particular kind of support. And I think this is at least one of the things that I will take with me out of this conference, the discussion yesterday and the different perspective that you are mentioned. What I wanted to highlight is the fact that we are still at the beginning with understanding the demand, how the demand is influencing the human trafficking behind the just the simple line, yeah, it's a crime driven by demand. There are a lot of economical, social, legal, and ethical aspects that should be taken into consideration. The clients and employers, they claim to have nothing to do with human trafficking and post most of the time into respectable businessmen or loving father and husbands. But the increased demand for sexual services and cheap labor, the interest of business environment in obtaining big profit with low investment, represent factors that directly influence the development of criminal networks activity in the field of human trafficking. On the other hand, the general public excuses himself. I didn't know it. I saw these people on the street, I saw something over there, but I really didn't know what is happening around me. I'd like to show you a video about this. Now you know. This was the message of this video spot, which was created within in a project. The name is No Project. I will just tell you a few words about it later on. And it was created by some students of, if I'm not wrong, Boston University. The idea is that in a way or another, all of us we benefit from the work of the slaves in various parts of the world, by drinking coffee, using cell phones, and so on. But we use this video spot in our meetings with target groups just in order to raise their awareness about the fact that they have to play an active role in the fight against human trafficking. And this role can have multiples kind of involvement. But I don't want to insist right now. um, Just briefly about international documents asking for demand reduction, because they have been presented yesterday. I don't want to insist. I just wanted to highlight the chain, which is, for instance, explained in the protocol and the convention. State parties shall adopt measures to discourage demand that fosters exploitation that leads to trafficking. It's a very easy to follow idea. So demand, foster exploitation, exploitation leads to trafficking. In the Council of Europe Convention, the state party are asked to criminalize the use of services, not only to take some other kind of measures. And of course, we have the EU Directive 36, according to which member states shall take measures to discourage and reduce demand that fosters exploitation. In terms of Romanian legal framework, it has been harmonized with international legal framework. The UN Convention, the protocols have been signed, the convention was ratified, and the EU directive was transposed into national legislation. About the internal legislation, we have a specific law from 2001 dealing with human trafficking. At the beginning, it used to cover all aspects of human trafficking, prevention, combating, and assistance provided to the victims. Few years ago, some amendments to the penal code have been done in Romania, and the combating part of this law has been removed and put into under the penal code. So now the law, it's mainly about prevention and assistance, and the combating side is foreseen by the penal code, where we have a special chapter dealing with trafficking and exploitation of vulnerable persons. Under this chapter, they are incriminated the trafficking in human beings and other connected crimes like slavery and trafficking in minors. We have specific provisions on incriminating the use of services of the victim of trafficking, exploitation of begging, and use a minor for begging. These are rather new things, but it's very important that they are in the penal code. What we understand by use of services of an exploited person, the use of services foreseen in Article 182 provided by a person about whom the beneficiary knows that is a victim of trafficking in persons or trafficking in minors shall be punishable by prison from 6 months to 3 years or with a fine. By exploitation of a person, we understand forcing a person to carry out work of task, enslavement, forcing person into prostitution, pornography, forcing into mendicancy, illegal collection of body organs or tissues or other cells. So this is what the law it's foreseen. Now, going to practice, I would like to tell you a few words about the conviction rate that we have in Romania. For instance, in 2016, we have 332 people convicted for human trafficking crimes. So these people have been sent to jail. In 2015, we have 252. And if I'm not wrong, the peak was in 2013 or 14, with more than 400 people convicted for human trafficking cases. About use of services of an exploited person, last year we had 18 persons which have been convicted for this. Within a case of trafficking in western part of the country, we had one judge which was convicted for use of services of an exploited person. He was a part of a criminal network and used regularly the services of girls forced into prostitution. He got 8 months imprisonment out of a total length of sentence of 2 years. And in another case, we had 17 beneficiaries convicted for use the services of an exploited person, and the sentences were between 1 and 2 years with imprisonment, with the suspension of sentence execution, fine, ban of exercise of certain rights, and community service. Within the same case, we had 7 traffickers convicted, and they got 70 years in total imprisonment. The biggest sentences for the two heads of the network being 20 and 15 years in jail. Very briefly about national identification and referral mechanisms. I assume that all of you have it. I will not insist about it. It was approved through a common order of seven ministers. And it contains, of course, indicators, principle, referral procedures, and practical methods for repatriation of the victims. And this is the aspect that I wanted to highlight. For instance, in 2015, we had 129 Romanian citizens, victims of trafficking, repatriated from abroad. We had 39 people just in one case in Denmark, 12 from UK, 38 for Spain, and so, from Spain, and so on. In 2016, we had 34 repatriations, 13 coming from UK, 5 from Cyprus, 4 from Spain, 3 from Ireland, and so on. What I think is very important in our anti-trafficking effort is a special program aimed to coordinate the victims' participation during the criminal proceedings. By this program, we want to encourage the victim to take a part into the criminal proceedings. And I just wanted to let you know that in 2016, we had 923 people that have been a part of criminal proceeding as victims or witnesses. Our job of the agency was to accompany the victims in front of the court to the prosecutor's office, to inform them about procedures, facilitating the hearing through the audio-video means. For instance, we had 19 situations when we facilitated the hearing of the victim by legal authorities from Spain, and 10 situations in the UK. And we also have accompanied victim abroad when they have been asked by the courts over there to come and testify against the traffickers. This is a very important program because we have noticed an increasement in the rate of the people aiming to go forward with their case. I would like to very briefly tell you about what we are doing in terms of prevention. Here we have quite a comprehensive approach. Through our strategy, we address the main types of exploitation. We proportionally cover the entire territory of Romania, both urban and rural areas. We are targeting the main vulnerable groups. And we based our activity on public, NGO, and private partnership. As a rule, we do not work alone. We always work together in partnership. And as a result, in the last couple of years, we had six big national campaigns, over 100 local initiatives, more than 3,000 prevention initiative activities, which suppose direct contact between our staff and the target groups. About 350,000 direct beneficiaries, so people that attended our activities, and an estimated number at 2.5 million, what we call indirect beneficiaries, people that got in touch with our message through video spots, poster, internet, or some other measures. We have three types of campaigns. Campaigns that are focused on types of exploitation, sexual, labor, force begging. Campaign focused on demand reduction, and mixed message and mixed target groups. And I just want to show you some examples of posters. By the way, in Bucharest Airport in Otopeni, when I was coming here, I count 10 of our posters, which are displayed in the airport. The messages are very different, like you can be a victim of trafficking, do not be fooled. The attitude that usually the young girls have, this cannot happen to me, this is just happening to other people. And we mentioned that more than 60% of the victims of trafficking have been recruited by somebody that they knew. Not via internet, not but somebody else, but somebody from their community, from their family, their circle of friends. For labor exploitation, I just want to mention the poster in the right. As you can see, there are a lot of countries represented there. This was a common project, involved six countries, that follow the path of the victim from origin, transit, and destination countries. And this campaign was implemented in a coordinated manner simultaneously in all this country. It was a huge effort. We had a particular campaign for force begging, some of the materials that we used. About demand reduction, for instance, we had this campaign which was implemented exclusively online, and we have asked the people to write a sort of essay about justifying why they wouldn't ask for services on behalf of the victim of trafficking. And the replies that we got were so various, some of them amazing, with reason that we never thought of. Another campaign was healing words. We got from the public messages to encourage the victim of trafficking, and we have sent them to the victims with the support of our partners. This was a campaign dealing with the exploitation of children. This is the newest one, the one in the right, and the idea is do not pay for sex, because if you ask for sexual services, you asking for sexual services is increasing the number of victims of trafficking. And the idea is you choose, you see the man with having girl in his hands, and the question is you choose to cherish a woman or to crush a woman. And this was done by my colleagues. Both characters are officers working in my unit. It was their idea, and they do it in the office by their own means. The other campaigns have mixed message. I mean, they touch all kind of exploitation, both demand and offer. We had 10 buses line in Bucharest with posters about the campaign. And now I'm going to the end. We had last year one campaign, which was the first one which we implemented abroad. It was implemented in the United Kingdom through a web portal destined to the Romanian citizens living in the UK, with the support of Romanian embassy in London. And the message was, if you suspect that a woman is trafficked or forced into prostitution, with an anonymous call, you can save her life. And this was the first time when we worked abroad together with other partners. It was quite an important campaign. This is a project I want to insist a little bit on, but I'm going to doing the workshop. There are three initiatives that I want to stress on. One is this the No Project, which was the first time when a public authority like our agency, private sector, major bank in Romania, and NGOs were involved together in a project. It was a very impressive one, huge effort. Among the activities were even some running events in the winter at minus 16 degrees. The idea was to send message through art, sport, and film. And with this project, as you can see in the picture there, we got at the European Crime Prevention Award, which is an official contest of the EU, the mention for the best partnership project in Europe, which was a very good sign for us. The idea was not to praise ourselves, but just to highlight the importance of partnership between state, private sector, and NGOs. And as I said, during the workshop, I will present you other two initiatives, just very briefly for everybody to know. One of them is together with the Federation of NGOs dealing with child protection, and one of the main hotel chains in Romania, aiming to prevent sexual exploitation of children in tourism. And they accepted to do a lot of things, including informing their clients about this. And the other one is together with International Organization for Migration and a web portal dealing with where people are looking for jobs, for instance. It's the main one in Romania, and there we'll have two kind of messages. One for people that are looking for a job abroad. When they will click on the job, they will get a pop-up message saying that you should inform yourself before. And another one for the companies that are uploading message said, I offer you something to work abroad. They will get a message, please be aware that human trafficking is a crime and you'll be punishable by this. So, I reached the end of my presentation. Thank you very much. and I will be more than happy to answer the questions, and we can continue during the workshop. Thank you.